Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Sunday, a day to worship. Worship a small egg-shaped ball.
Oh no, he drops the ball.
You've got to respect the ball.
Long live the weekend. Long live rugby league.
Oh, you've got to love your rugby league.
Welcome to the Triple M Sunday Sinbin.
Well, welcome back. Gold Coast 20 lead the St. George Illawarra Dragons 6 on the Tyre Power scoreboard. Good to have Tyre Power on board. 100% Australian owned and operated since 1977. Tyrepower.com.au. And of course, all our NRL action. If you can't catch it on the station in your area, you can always go to the Listener app, LISTNR. James Hooper, Gordy Tallis Maroon, and joining us for this hour, Ryan Girdler, welcome
Hello,
to you.
Hello, Anthony. Hello, everyone. Yeah, nice to be here. Actually, it was funny. I was listening to that segment then about and the hand model thing came up again, as it did last week. And I was talking to a mate of yours that you went to Little Bay Primary School with, reckons that you had a left-handed glove in your bag, and any time you'd play handball at recess or lunch, you'd pull out the glove for protection. So you had sighted this hand as obviously an income earner from an early age. Is that true?
Yeah, I used to keep it in a mitt. But it is a nice-looking hand. Ah, dear, oh dear.
It's a nice-looking hand, yeah. Get anyone excited, that hand.
Speaking of excited, what have you been doing with yourself all week in lockdown?
I've been in here. Right. MG had the week off, so I came in and I was hanging out with Charlie and Liam. They're doing the rush hour, which was a lot of fun, and then caught a couple of games over the weekend. So it's been basically between my joint and the studio. So it's good to be out and about.
Well, I tell you what, you've got big shoes to fill because, as Buzz Rothfield pointed out, MG's ratings at the moment are absolutely burko.
There's a fair bit of pressure on, but the big fella, well, we've got to keep him fresh. He's been working hard and he's got the gyms and everything going on, so I'm sure he enjoyed his week off.
Yeah, the Prime Minister of Penrith, Hoops.
He's flying the Wild Panther.
Oh, absolutely.
In terms of the ratings. Yeah.
And he's a bit like Gordy in the fact that if he sticks in his own neck of the woods, he don't even have to pay for anything. You know, I mean, everything's on the house.
Everything's free.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
Why
called
not?
Respect, Anthony.
Oh, totally.
Is that right?
I'm all for it.
Passage.
Mate, hey, mate, I tell you something about MG. He's a Penrith boy born and bred, isn't he? And he lives in the same street as what he grew up in or something like that, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right. He still lives out there and he's got the gym out the back of his house.
Yeah. I don't know that he lives in the same street, but...
I think he bought the street.
It's a commune.
That's a great story.
But I'll
tell you what, I'd love to get on the drink with him and Roycey out there.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we can make that happen, mate. Just head out there in a taxi and before you... I know Royce will be in it for it. That's his job.
Well, he's got a bar, I think, or a bar named after him now called the Royce. So if you go out there with Royce, I think it's cost effective as well.
It's a whole thing of apartments. It's not just a bar.
It's an over 55s thing there that Royce's got, and there I think he's also got part of the bar there that he uses on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Over 55s.
As you would.
Could be something for you.
Yeah,
there,
well, I'm 55. I was thinking of moving into the one down Little Bay. The over 55 joint, because I'm thinking everyone else is like 70, 73. If I move in, I'm 55, I could be the tough guy. I could be the tough guy, couldn't I? I could just start. Anyone got anything to say? Bring it. I'll say bring it.
Yeah.
I'll bring it.
I don't think you would be.
Because I let the dog poo on the lawn, not pick it up, because I'm 1%. I'm a bad cat, and you know it. Now, Ryan Girdler, you want to talk firstly about the World Cup, the Rugby League World Cup.
I want to talk about it.
Well,
Let's talk about the World Cup.
First of all, Australia and New Zealand have pulled out, if you don't know the deal, and calling for it to be postponed till 2022.
Yeah.
Where are you on this?
Well, I think I was like everyone else at the back end of last week when the announcement was made. I kind of thought that there'd been consultation with the players, the RLPA, and the clubs. And they'd all come to a decision that it was going to be a little bit too much. You know, they spoke about the health and well-being of the playing group and whatnot. But since that, we had James Graham, who made some really legitimate points on our show here yesterday. Have a listen to that if you haven't heard what James had to say about the World Cup from a different perspective, obviously being an Englishman. And then today I read some articles about, you know, we spoke to Wayne Bennett and Ricky yesterday, came out and basically supported any of their players that want to go and encouraged international football. I read some stuff this morning and about the RLPA, how there wasn't basically any consultation. And I think the commission have been guilty of that on previous occasions. And Daly Chair Evans, who's the president of the RLPA, came out and said, well, it would have been nice had we known. We learn about it at the same time as everyone else when it was announced that we weren't going to be going. So again, the commission have come out, given a blanket decision without proper consultation with the people that are really involved in the people that they're actually trying to protect. So I'm of the understanding that they're all big boys. They understand what the pros and cons are going to be. Let them make their own decisions, and the impact that this is going to have on the international game, I don't think has been taken into consideration.
Okay, I've got that audio here of James Graham, if you missed it, on the Saturday scrum yesterday. Here's the big fella and his thoughts on the Rugby League World Cup.
You know, looking at some of the reasons that have been cited, I mentioned some of the other organisers, some of the other tournaments that are going ahead, is then by saying player safety, is that then saying that the governing bodies of the Wallabies and the All Blacks, they're not concerned about player safety? Because I'm speaking to people at the World Cup and they seem to have put all the correct biosecurity stipulations in place to help this World Cup go ahead, but it just seems to be ignored. And I think that's what's making people angry back in England. It's annoying me as well that they're hiding behind COVID when COVID's actually affected a lot of people around the world. And don't hide behind it, and don't hide behind perceived player safety. Because like Ged said, we found a way to get Origin on because there's a financial windfall. We found a way to get the competition on up in Queensland. We've moved everyone because we understand the financial implications of having it on versus not having it on. It's the same with the World Cup. The financial implications for not having this on could be catastrophic for the international game. Mm. Peter Velandi spoke about when rugby league's in a time of crisis. Yeah, we have these round, you know, we have people who we hate or teams who we don't like, but in a time of crisis, we come together. Maybe he should live by that and help get this World Cup on instead of, you know, I'm not saying he's hiding behind COVID, but that's what he's being accused of back in England.
Okay, that's James Graham talking on the Saturday scrum yesterday. He makes a lot of good points. Probably don't agree with everything he says, but Ryan Girdler, what about this thought to postpone it for a year?
Well, apparently, you know, when you look at logistically what, you know, the England Rugby League and all the other nations have gone through to get it to where it is in relation to TV rights and sponsorship and whatever it may be, it's a logistical nightmare given everything that's happened over the last 12 months. So basically saying that it's too much of there'll be too much financial damage done if they're to move it and put it in 2022. And I think at the back end of 2022, you've got the football World Cup as well. And he makes a couple of really good points there about some of the other Australian teams that have made the effort to go across and get the job done, and he thinks it's just way too convenient and there's not enough financial reward for the NRL and the commission to take their players across and get the job done. And they were willing to move Origin. They did everything that they could to get Origin on and played because of the financial windfall that we know that they have around that series, but obviously not enough focus on the international game, according to James and a lot of people from overseas.
All right, Ryan Girdler's in. He's come off the back fence. Now, this morning we learned that a great signing for the Sharks, if you're a Sharks supporter and you haven't heard the news yet, Dale Finucane has signed a four-year deal to go to the Sharkies. They're getting a good one there, Ryan.
Absolutely, yeah. And look, a lot of people are saying that 4 years might have been 1 year too many, but yep. I think when you look at Dale and the way that he prepares and you hear about people that have played with him, he's a guy that I don't think his role's definitely going to change or be altered too much in that period. He's a guy that's pretty straight up and down. He's great looking after his body. His preparation's second to none. So I think he'll probably push out those 4 years. And I believe his fourth year might be on a lesser deal anyway of half of what the other years might be. I remember when Petro Sivanisiva came to Penrith and he was 32 at the time. I think it was 2007, 2008. Signed a four-year deal and everyone went, oh, what's Petro going to do at this stage of his career? But he was coming from the Broncos and we all know what sort of organisation they were at the time. And what he left at Penrith was profound. You know, the change he made in that whole organisation, I was still there doing a little bit of stuff, consultancy at that time. He made a massive difference and I believe Dale's, you know, along the same sort of lines as what Petro did for Penrith, he can do for Cronulla.
Can we talk about this for a minute, Hoops and Gordy and Ryan? I think the Gold Coast have just scored again, by the way, 24-6.
Anthony. Let's go to Gordy. What's happening up there, Gordy?
Yes, Gordy.
Yeah, it's a great offload, and I think Jared Wallace pulls it in one hand, and he's over for his double. Well, he's claimed it. They'll probably go to the board, but he's awarded the try. Mm. But it's, yeah, fantastic. 24 points to 6 with the kick that come. Fortress Robina.
And you know, as they say,
Seabus Super.
When the Gold Coast Titans are doing good, rugby league's doing good.
I got to say, I haven't been a fan of the blowouts and some of the scorelines we've had over the last couple of months, but I do enjoy watching front rowers score tries. I took great joy in watching Tommy Burgess yesterday with his couple of tries.
Yeah.
And I think he did the Wim Hof there on his second one.
What's that?
Oh, it's like a breathing technique that, you know, people, this Wim Hof, he's a guy from some part of Europe.
Who did he play for, Wim Hof? Was he with the Dogs?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it was Dogs. I think he was big in the Super League.
Oh, right.
But anyway, Tom got up and celebrated, and I think Jared Wallace is his second for today, and good to see the big men in the middle who worked pretty hard get some rewards.
Yeah,
it's always good watching them get over.
Well, they're not home yet. 24-6 is the score, 19 to go. We haven't really touched on this. Now, we've got a situation with Craig Fitzgibbon now, who we all love, but he's on the coaching staff at the Roosters. He's going to coach the Sharks next year. In the meantime, he finds himself in this position where he's got to give to the Roosters, but at the same time recruit for the Sharks and do his Sharkies work as well. How hard would that be to balance the two?
I think when you're a person that fits his integrity, it won't be difficult at all. He would have had these very conversations with the Roosters' kingpin, Nick Politis, one of the biggest and most respected figures in the game. Those two have got a rapport that dates back 20-plus years from when Fitzy played at the Roosters. And no question, they'd have some sort of gentleman's agreement. And you often see this when there are big figures in the game who have close ties that end up working on at opposite clubs. Like I know Des Hasler and Bozo used to have a hands-off agreement when Des was at the Bulldogs, where they weren't allowed, you know, if one of them was going to go after the other one's player, they had to give him a little courtesy wave and let them know that they were going to do it, and everybody had to be on the same page. So I'm sure that they've had those conversations. And yeah, as you can see from the job Fitzy's doing, putting this Sharks roster together, he's made an immediate impact.
Okay.
It'd be more difficult if the Roosters were going to go deep into the finals, but you think with all their injuries that they probably won't go deep. So, yeah, I mean, it's probably easier for Fitzy to focus on the Sharks.
Now, by the way, our number is 133353. If you would want to ask Ryan Hoops or Gordy any questions at all about rugby league, you can raise the topic and we'll get the boys to get across it. Gold Coast 26, Dragon 6, Triple M NRL. It's thanks to Sea-Doo. Get on board of Sea-Doo. We'll take a break and be back with more as Triple M rocks the footy.
The Triple M Sunday Sin Bin. Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back. Well, the Gold Coast Titans look like they're home on the Tyre Power scoreboard. Gold Coast 30, Dragon 6, Triple M Sunday Sin Bin with Gerds, Hoops, Gordy Tallison, Maroon. And Gordy, it looks like young Sexton's having a blinder today.
Yeah, he's controlled the game well. He's about to add the extra 2 points to his try. Yeah, he's been very solid. Very solid for the young guy, and just scored a try, so it's a great reward.
Okay.
13 minutes to go, 32 points to 6.
All right, yeah, they're home, the Gold Coast. It's been a good win with 13 to go, as you say. We are now going to do this. Out of the rectangular ring. Here he is, Gordy Tallis. Thanks to Apricity Finance. Turn your workflow into cash flow with an invoice finance facility from Apricity Finance, 1-300-APRICITY. Gordon, what are you raging about today, you massive palooka?
Oh, well, there's a couple of things. Obviously, with all the games up in Queensland, I think that it's time and, you know, you hear in on the grapevine that the grand final will be here. So I think that the game can program the games in. So obviously I'm on the Gold Coast today, but there's a lot of fans in Brisbane that follow Parramatta, Dragons, Canberra Raiders that don't actually know what stadiums that they're playing at until the week of the game. And it's probably hard to organise if you've got kids to get there. So I'd love the game to do that. But my main one is obviously, you know, a couple of weeks ago when Jai Arrow got caught in a hotel, everybody jumped on us in Queensland about our culture and it's this and it's bad and, you know, what's wrong with the state and all this kind of stuff. And little do you know, people in glass houses New South Wales had a guy there do it two games in a row, and I didn't. And Dave Troyden come out and said, I don't know where Queensland goes to. Well, I just would love to know where you New South Wales think of you guys doing exactly the same thing and whether you have the same opinion.
Hmm. Would anyone like to comment?
That's a good raging ball, Gordon.
Hmm.
It's a good return of serve.
That's thanks to our friends.
Oh, well, mate, well, do you know what? Because I sort of took it to heart, and I'm sure Gerds does, when they attack the state and the clubs that you play for, you sort of take it personal. And when it comes to state, there's no doubt when Steve Mortimer kissed the ground, I think, in 1985, you know, New South Wales, they're proud of that jersey. They're proud of where they come from. And the culture's the culture. And the culture is, you know, from the 1980 team through to now. And it's the same as Queensland, you know. Like, when you say culture, well, you know, the culture that we try to live by was, you know, what Arthur Beetson and Wally Lewis and Mel Winnerig and those guys set. And, you know, when they attack it, you know, when we're winning, no one ever talks about it. But when you're losing, you know, people try to say that we've got a bad culture in the state. And it wasn't coming from Queenslanders. It was coming from New South Wales.
Yeah, but that's part
of it.
It was
a nice return to serve.
You understand, though, because you've lived it as a player as well. That's part of the theatre of origin. If one state gets an advantage, you know, in recent times, New South Wales won three out of the last four series. Yeah.
It's result-based as well. If you guys were winning those opening games, that wouldn't have been such a big deal around the culture of the organisation.
Correct.
Yet.
There's no way those remarks get made, yeah.
All right, boys. Well,
it was a good raging bull.
It was very good. That. Thanks to Apricity Finance.
Anthony's just typing out his invoice with Apricity now.
No. I have nothing to do with Apricity. And I do love – I met them at the Origin game,
Lyndon,
in Townsville.
Actually, Lyndon said to say good day. Actually, he just texted me before. He said, make sure you say good day to Maroon.
Yeah.
So,
you got a headache, Maroon.
I do have a headache, mate.
Yeah, okay. You're on the Panadol.
Well, you know what happened? I had a little lay down on the lounge yesterday.
Did you?
Just got my head caught in the – sort of bad spot on the
neck position,
yeah,
was
just,
it?
Yeah. Anyway, it was worth it at the time, but tell you what, a lot of pain now.
You didn't take a couple of rockets while you're at it, did you?
I don't even know what they are, mate.
So I think that might be why you got a headache.
Gold Coast 32.
A packet of rockets and a couple of King Browns.
I don't know what rockets are, so let's leave that alone. The Gold Coast will win this game, and we'll have a look at the live ladder shortly as Triple M rocks the footy.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back. Almost full time on the Gold Coast. 2.5 left. Gold Coast 32, St George Illawarra 10. Of course, we are brought to you thanks to our friends at Sea-Doo. See things differently with a Sea-Doo. Ryan Girdler, James Triceps Hooper, Gordy Tallis, and Maroon. 133-53 is our number. If you want to talk rugby league, whatever the topic, you can get on the phone now. The phone lines are open for the boys to just to talk about anything topical. Let's go to Blacktown firstly, Rugby League Heartland. Brett is there. The platform is all yours. It's a Rugby League World Cup related question. Brett, go for your life.
Oh, hey, boys. How you going? All right?
Good, mate. How are you, Brett?
Good, mate.
Oh, doing the best in lockdown.
Yeah, hang in there, bud.
Yeah, that's it. And I just got a quick question. You know, with the Rugby League World Cup, do the clubs or the NRL have the ability to, you know, ban or stop the other players, like, you know, Jerome Luai, David Nofaluma, for playing for like Samoa and, you know, Tamalolo for Tonga? Can they stop them from going?
It's an interesting one, Brett. It's a real interesting one. Now, Ivan Cleary came out yesterday and said he'd advise against his players going over. I don't think – now, I believe James Graham was speaking about it yesterday. In the NRL contract, it says that the NRL clubs cannot stop, apparently, and Hoops might be able to confirm or deny this, that the NRL clubs cannot stop their players for representing their countries of choice. So Jerome Luai, I guess, will get into a situation where he'll have a conversation with his club and they will make a decision together. But I don't believe the NRL can stop them from playing. But the clubs obviously can make it quite difficult.
Yeah, that's interesting, Gerds, that Ivan Cleary's gone that way, because I think you guys spoke to Ricky Stewart and Wayne Bennett
yesterday.
We didn't
speak to Wayne, but Wayne's come out publicly and said that he's going to, you know, he's happy for his players to go over.
And Ricky was of
Ricky was
a
the same.
View.
Well, Ricky's got four English guys, and he thinks it's fantastic for those guys to go home and be part of it.
Yep.
And obviously Josh Papali'i as well. If Australia don't go, well, he'll be able to represent one of his what is it, Samoa or Tonga? With
Josh's Samoa.
Samoa.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, they'll have a cracking side. But back to Brett's question with Jerome Luai, it'll be individual choice, I would suggest, Brett. So if Jerome decides that he does want to go, then he'll have to go to the Panthers. So, look, I feel really strongly about this. I do genuinely want to go over, and I don't think they can stand in his way if that's how he wants to play it.
Good on you, Brett. Great question at Triple M 133353. The lines are open if you want to ask the boys any questions about rugby league. We go to Blacktown once again, and Greg's got a question about the Dogs. Go for it, mate.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Love the show. You're all a bunch of clowns. I just thought I'd start off with that. Look, mate, I'm a...
Welcome to the circus,
mate.
Part
right.
Look, I'm a third-generation Canterbury supporter, mate. I've been patiently and painfully watching my club go right down. I just wanted to get your thoughts on what you think, what the prospects are for the club next year.
I like it. I really like it at the moment, Greg. I think the addition of Gus Gould's a huge coup for the Bulldogs. A really big thing off the field for Canterbury Bankstown was getting the Laundy family involved with the club. They've got deep pockets. They've got an understanding of success. And I think they played a major role in getting Gus to come on board as the general manager of football. As much as he can be a polarising figure in the game at times, to me, Goods, there's no doubt that his fingerprints are all over the success that Penrith is currently having. I agree that, yes, he's probably more of a wartime leader than a peacetime leader, but at the moment, right, that's what Canterbury need, because they're coming off the bottom of the ladder for year after year, and you look at the roster that they're assembling already, and then there's further talk that they might decide they want to make a play for a Junior Pearce or somebody like that. Paul Vaughan, I think, will be officially announced with the joint sooner rather than later. So I think there are good things coming for the Bulldogs ahead, Greg.
Yeah, good on you, Greg. And stick solid with them. They're a great club. 133353. We've got Steve, who's in Ryde. He's got something to say about the World Cup as well. Go for your life, Steve.
G'day, fellas. How are you?
Good, mate. Steve.
Mate, James Graham's obviously got his self-interest aligned with Maroons, looking after himself, wanting to go over to the Rugby World Cup. I mean, you can't blame the NRL and Valandis. Their biggest asset are the players. And if the players go over there and something happens and it turns pear-shaped, you know, rugby league players, they always act appropriately. what does that put the rest of the game next year? And like, where do we sit there? I mean, you can't compare taking the game from New South Wales to Queensland in a bubble, compare it to taking it to the UK where they're having 43,000 cases a day. It's ridiculous to compare the two situations.
Yeah, well, other sports have done it, and that's the argument, Steve. You know, we've seen the Olympic team over there at the moment. We've seen the European soccer, or the it's not the World Cup, the European Cup has been on recently. You've got the Wallabies travelling around over there at certain times.
I think they spent time there. They just had France out here. That wasn't over there. Yeah, they haven't been. I don't think the Wallabies have been over there.
No, the Wallabies haven't been over there.
Yeah.
They came out here, the French, but the French didn't bring out any of their good players either, did they?
That's right. Yeah, it was a third string side.
I think you'll find they're touring Europe pretty soon. I've been keeping an eye on the Wallabies.
Yeah, have you?
Mate of mine, Hector Harrison, runs around with rugby clubs, so I like to keep an interest.
I think there's plenty. They've put the right protocols in place. I don't think there's any doubt about that, and there's plenty of time between when the World Cup plays and the start of the 22 season, which is obviously what the NRL and the Commission are concerned about, and the quality of those opening matches, which you can understand. But they're big boys, the players. They understand the pros and cons, and I think they should be left to make their own decision.
All right, thank you very much. One's come through online at MMMNRL. Becky Gelke of Riverwood says, hi, guys, will the NRL Summer Show be on this year? Becky, I think it will be. It's getting a lot of feedback, a lot of people asking, will the NRL Summer Show with Maroon and Hoops be on this year? I believe so, but I can't confirm right now. 133353, Christian's in Smithfield. What did you want to say, old mate?
G'day, boys. How are we?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. Want to be living stream watching the Tigers, but I'm not. I just want to get your thoughts on the West Tigers and which way we're leading at the moment, because I've been a West Tigers fan pre-2005, and right now, boys, for the past decade, I've been finding it hard to tune in every week and watch our boys play.
Who did you support, Christian? Can I ask, prior to 2005?
I was a West Tigers fan pre-2005. So before we won, I was a West Tigers fan.
Yeah, okay. Did you have an affiliation with either Western Suburbs or Balmain prior to the joint becoming a joint venture?
Balmain.
Yeah, okay. So Look, it's definitely frustrating for the Legion of Tigers supporters at the moment. It's a car crash in many senses. Like, it's hard to watch sometimes. It's frustrating. You see green shoots where you go, gee, this, like last night against Manly, you're going, oh, okay, hang on, they look had a moments. Little bit on today. And then you go, oh, hang on, no, they're not. And it all falls apart again. So it definitely is frustrating. Look, I'll say this. I do think that they are starting to put the right foundations in place. I'm a big fan of Lee Hadjipantelis. The chairman is a very successful business person. He knows what it takes to win in business. And I'm sure that given the time to really put his stamp on things, that he will get it right and that the Tigers will start to head north and get back up towards playing finals footy. Tim Sheens is a great signing, right? No question whatsoever. Great football pedigree. Knows, again, how to win. And we'll be able to hopefully bring them some success in the area of player recruitment, which is where they've just been getting bashed up relentlessly over the course of the last 18 months. They just can't get in the game in relation to that. So I think you just got to stick solid. That's where it's at with the Tigers at the moment. But I feel your pain.
Yeah, you do have to stick solid. 133.53. All clubs have been through it at one time or another. Full-time Gold Coast have beaten the Dragons 32 points to 10, and young Sexton had an absolute blinder at halfback, so he's a good player to keep an eye on for the future there at Fortress Robina, which did prove to be a fortress today. So we've got a game coming up at 4 o'clock this afternoon. That'll be the Doggies up against the Sharkies, and of course the Sharkies, if you've missed it, have announced a 4-year deal with Dale Finucane. It's a great get for the guys in the Shire. Hoops.
Yeah, just on that, great get for the Cronulla Sharks. Great get for Craig Fitzgibbon. That's why the management of the club made the decision to move on John Morris and to bring Craig Fitzgibbon as their head coach for next year. They copped a lot of flack for it at the time, but with the roster overhaul and the way it's taking shape, you can see why they decided to make those hardline decisions. And just with the West Tigers' involvement in that, like obviously it came down to a decision between Cronulla and the Dragons for Dale. At the last minute last Friday, the Tigers did come back into the equation and they did say, look, here's a 2-year offer and then there's an option in the club's favour for a third year. But that was only after Dale's management put it to the three clubs, put your best offer on the table. Mm-hmm. So they were invited into the conversation. That's, I think it's important to point that out in the narrative, because the way it was initially relayed to me, it was that they'd ruled themselves out and then crazily come back in at the 11th hour with a ridiculous 4-year deal worth nearly $3 million, but that's not how it was.
Okay, well, in any case, Finucane will be at the Sharkies for the next 4 seasons. Ryan Girdler, James Tricep, Super Gordy Tallis and Maroon, we're going to take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up as Triple M rocks the footy.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy.
Just about done before we hand over to Dan for the call this afternoon between the Doggies and the Sharks. Before we do go, Sydney identity and 80s megastar Davey Boy Carlson has been in touch to tell me that Gordy is having a birthday this week. Gordy, is that right? How old? 48? He's gone. He's gone. Gordy. Hello, Gordon.
He's gone to the sideline. He's part of the call. We said goodbye to him before.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we,
yes,
did.
We did.
No, we did.
We all
no.
said
say
Gordy's
going to
go.
Him.
You even said Gordy's got to go now. He's going to do the sideline for the call between the Dogs and the Sharks. And we'll see you next week, Gordy. And then you've come and thrown to him.
Well,
it's the height of unprofessionalism,
mate,
I have to say.
It's, what the height of unprofessionalism is the crap you talk and the fact that he just takes off without telling anyone.
We all knew.
No, Anthony.
I did not. Come on, mate.
Prior
I'm not
to the
much
previous
of a,
advertisement
not,
break. What's in those Panadols and those gummy bears?
Mate, you had the vaccine recently, didn't you? Honestly.
No, he hasn't had it yet.
Oh, God.
How do you know? Don't worry about what goes on in my life.
No, it was, well,
oh, you've had it.
It was a possible item for Maroon Confidential.
What? Pardon?
It was a possible item
for
Maroon Confidential.
Oh, was it? That I went to get the vax and... well, we'll leave that for next week then, and we'll discuss that off air. Now, who do you like today, Cronulla, on the back of that big signing, or can the Dogs pull off a miracle?
I've tipped a little bit of an upset in this one. Yeah, it's been a pretty straightforward round so far, but I don't mind the Bulldogs after a couple of pretty resilient performances over the last couple of weeks. And The Sharks were disappointing against the Raiders last week. Kept it simple. The Raiders, and they're starting to play some better football, but tissue paper through the middle. And I think 60-something missed tackles and just couldn't get into that contest at all. So just on the back of, you spoke about the Sharks. They've had some good news with the Finucane and Hines, and it's been a kind of good month in recruitment-wise for those guys. I think Matty Moylan's announced he's got a one-year extension too, so some good things happening there. But the Bulldogs have had a good week as well. Your Pangai Jr. and Gus has gone across. So two sides that should be up and about, and I just like the Bulldogs in a close one.
Okay, what about you, Hoops?
Yeah, I'm with Curds on the upset factor. Based on, they showed some really good signs against South Sydney last week, and until Lachlan Lewis went a little bit rogue and went kung fu fighting on Cody Walker and got binned, then they were genuinely in that contest. Yeah. So I'm with Curds. I think the Bulldogs can cause an upset
what
today.
What did Cody Walker say to Lachlan Lewis, for those at home?
Oh, there was a report that he said something about him being a reserve grader, but I'm not sure. Yeah, I listened to all the audio and I didn't hear that.
And then Lewis put some sort of a Greco-Roman wrestling move. Now, I'm just getting a people pointing to me, telling me Gordy's back, but I can't see Gordy because he's at the ground. And this is only so that I'll throw to him and he's not there again. So, all right, well, then you throw to him. Ryan, you throw to him.
Oh, that's not my job. Because I'm not the facilitator. Yeah,
this is nonsense, mate. Try and keep it professional, all right? Try and keep it professional, all right?
You show it's always professional here, Anthony.
Well, not always.
It is.
Not always. Okay, and I don't know if we mentioned, just on the back of all that, it was a happy ending all around because Bomber Morris. Why is that funny? Why is that funny?
While we're on the subject of happy endings, I can also confirm we've been inundated. Emails, text messages, the phone lines have lit up. Greco-Roman wrestling, Anthony, is still an Olympic sport.
Oh, good.
So your favourite sport,
thank God,
one of the originals of the games, is still there.
And I will be pushing for Twister to be an Olympic sport next time the Olympics are when they come to Brisbane. Okay, boys.
I think Gordon might be back.
No, I'm not going to say. I'm not that much of an idiot. Good. Thank God. I've got to get out of here. I've got to really consider my future. Ryan, have a great call.
Thanks, Ruth.
And you have a great time at Fox League on the Sunday Wrap.
Thanks, Anthony.
I'll be sure and not watch that. And this has all been thanks to Sea-Doo. Get on board a Sea-Doo and discover why it's Australia's number one choice in personal watercraft. If you are looking for an escape, no passport, no worries. You can always see things differently with a Sea-Doo. We are going to cross now to Dan Ganane and the call team for the 4 o'clock game this afternoon. The Doggies and the Sharks as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M's NRL primetime for Canadian Club. Over beer? Well, Canadian Club wants to stock your fridge. Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.